Reverend Steve Schick recently published a study of what he calls just congregations, church communities primarily in the Unitarian denomination that deliberate about social responsibility and actively reach out to make a difference. Social involvement can take many forms, from food drives for a local charity, to direct provision of services, to advocacy work for social change. What he observed is that congregations that become active develop a focus and often begin to grow in their sense of purpose and in their numbers.
Well, there's a wonderful story of our congregation in Brewster, Massachusetts. They became involved in the sanctuary movement. Now, this was very controversial, bringing people from Central America and whether the churches were going to protect them, not have them sent back and endanger their life. And so there was a significant number of congregations around the country, but they were really the first one in the Northeast that decided to be a sanctuary congregation. This was a hard step, and because it was a legal issue, even those who may have been in favor of doing it or opposed to U.S. policy in Central America, would have to think twice about bringing people from refugees and giving them sanctuary in this country. And the congregation, I guess, went through a very long process. I mean, they kept, every time that there were real questions, there was always another forum. There was always another issue. There was always another discussion at the board or at the congregational meeting. So no one felt left out.
So really a lot of soul searching.
A lot of soul searching, a lot of conversation, a lot of saying, I hear what you're saying. You know, I want to hear what you're saying. And that's so hard for prophets to do. You know, it's so hard, you know, because you need your prophets to have clarity, right? You don't rely on your prophets to process everything. But if you're gonna bring the institution along, you've got to process it. But the role of the minister or the priest or the rabbi to always bring back to the congregation what it as a group can do. And so they went through a long process. They eventually decided on sanctuary. They had certain distinctions on how they would do it. They wouldn't house it in the church itself, but individuals would house it. And a lot of people got involved. Some small number of people left. And that's inevitable, too. I think where that is bad is when due process hasn't been given. At least for
you
me,
mean,
it
when,
is.
When everyone has not been fairly included.
When everyone has not been heard or had a chance to say what they believe. That's where I think that's within a religious congregation, for me, that is a breach of faith if you haven't created the space. Mm-hmm. But it's hard, you know, as I say, I mean, to have the prophetic passion and the process together. And I think it's a microcosm within congregations of the same struggle that we have as a nation. You know, it's the same issues.